Book 1 Chapter 1 The Original Being of God Section 1 God is the Incorporeal Subject Partner 1.1 The Incorporeal God God is without form. If we should conceive of Him as large, He is infinitely large, and if we should conceive of Him as small, He is infinitely small. 35-156, 1970.10.13 Does God really exist? Can God be felt as more real than the pain that makes you say ouch when someone pinches you? Or more real than the experience of eating when you are hungry? This is a question. When we know that God truly exists, all problems will be solved. 89-72, 1976.7.11 We have a mind. The mind is invisible and may not appear to exist. Yet it exists. Does it exist in the head, or in the heart? Mind exists throughout your body. It is present in every cell of your body without exception. The same is true for God. Because this world is like His body, He is present everywhere in the world. 38-242, 1971.1.8 You cannot see God. Can you see energy? Since God is the original body of energy, you cannot see God even in the spirit world. 105-193, 1979.10.2 On the wise, all-knowing, and omnipotent God thought that it was most convenient to rule as an incorporeal being who could move around freely in the midst of things. Since God has no form, He can pass through things at will without any problem. God may come to your body and pass through it, but you would not notice. When you doze off, God may walk on your body as He pleases without you noticing. How convenient! So it is plausible to say that God chose to remain invisible because He thought that it would be most convenient. 138-167, 1986.1.21 We are normally unaware of the air around us. The air is there, but we do not feel it. If we are unaware of the air circulate energy around us, how can we be aware of God? It is most convenient for God to remain invisible. At the same time, He has to be more than big enough to wrap around this huge universe. Although God is without form, He needs to have a mind that is bigger than this universe. 138-167, 1986.1.2 And do all of you here have love? Do you have life? You all have sperm or ova to continue your lineage, don't you? Do you also have a conscience? Then, have you ever seen love? Have you seen life, lineage or conscience? Although you know they exist, you can neither touch nor see them. You can know about them only by feeling them through your mind and heart. Likewise, when you are asked whether God exists, or whether you have seen Him, you cannot say that you have not seen Him. 275-13, 1995.10.30 When God is in your heart knows it. When God is in your heart, you can break through the proactive walls and communicate with the saints who died thousands of years ago. You can do this when the eternal God comes into your heart. You cannot cap your eternity through time. Time exists within eternity. That is why even though we cannot see God, our hearts know Him. 41-285, 1971.2.17 How does God love? This is a difficult question to answer, isn't it? Since God is without form, He can go anywhere, inside a lady's eyes, inside her heart. He can go everywhere. There is nowhere He cannot go. Then, where does God live? Where is His home? God's home is in the middle of our heart. God masculine heart lives in the heart of man, and God feminine heart lives in the heart of woman. 128-325, 1983.10.2 Suppose that God, who is omnipotent, all-knowing, and controls all of heaven and earth, were here. With His power, He could blow away Tebek and put a hole through the earth. Do you think you could survive watching such a God? So it is good that God is invisible. If He were visible, your nerves would tremble and you would not be able to survive for even 1 hour. So you should be grateful that God is invisible. This is not a laughing matter. What I have told you now comes from my own poignant experiences. It is an account from my own experiences, not those of others. 38-244, 1971.1.8 What if God decided to remove all the air in the world, leaving only 1 gallon? It would be a naughty method. But if God did that, world unifical ion would be no problem. Perhaps He would be able to do it in 5 minutes. If God took away all the air and asked, Will you unify or not? All human in would shout in unison, "E will." God could unite the world in an instant choosing this method, but we are thankful that God does not do that with the air. Without air we cannot live. Air is absolutely necessary for life. Yet people gulp air like thieves without feeling grateful for it. 38-244-1971.1.8 If God, the great master of heaven and earth, were visible to human eyes, WOULDN people fight each other to cap your God? There would be no way to stop the battle. So it is good that God is invisible. America and the Soviet Union would fight, each claiming God as theirs. They would. Who would be able to stop the fighting? The all-knowing God stays invisible lest such fights break out. To wish that God were visible is foolish. It is better that He is not. 41-285-1971.2.17 This universe is veiled in mystery. This great universe is some 21 billion light years across. One light year is the distance light travels in a year. Light can circle the Earth 7.5 times in 1 second, so you can begin to conceive of how far light travels in a year. Then, how large must the master be who can rule this huge universe? If God had a body, how tall would He be? If God is as large as we say He is, can He drag His cumbersome body around? How inconvenient it would be if He had to lumber about like that. Every time He moved the universe would fall over in surprise. God is a wise being. This is why He decided to be an invisible Lord. 138-167-1986.1.21 Have you ever thought about God weight? How heavy do you think He is? How many kilograms does He weigh? Perhaps billions of tons? If He were that heavy, He would have a big problem trying to move around. But it is ideal for God that He is incorporeal / alternative translation, however, as He is incorporeal, that is ideal. Even if you carry Him inside your wallet, you will not feel any weight. Since He has no form, He can even go in and out through the eye of the small ST needle. In other words, He can move around at will. Being infinitely large yet also infinitely small, He is free to move around anywhere in the universe. 136-106-1985.12.22 If you have something you consider most precious, you will want to carry it with you at all times. You will not want to be separated from it even for a moment. Then if God, the greatest treasure of them all, were in your possession, where would you like to attend Him? Is there a storeroom where you can store Him securely, where you can attend Him? That place is none other than your heart and mind. The human heart and mind form the storeroom where God can be safely attended. 41-285-1971.2.17 Since God is without form, the conclusion is that He should give more importance to beings with form than He does to Himself. Only then will things begin to turn. Conversely, human beings should value their invisible mind and God more than their bodies. 111-49-1981.1.181.2 In the beginning we naturally knew about God if humankind had not fallen, and we had been born through parents of original goodness, there would be no need to argue about whether God exists. People would naturally know from birth. Babies begin sucking as soon as they are born, when they sense their mother breast in front of them. Do they need to learn how to suck while in the womb? They automatically know how to do it. If human beings had not fallen, they would naturally recognize and cultivate their relationship with God, and automatically understand that their position is to advance towards Him. But the fall has made people forget everything. This is why the world is in doubt as to whether our God exists. This is a tragic fact. 20-306-1968.7.14 Human beings are the masterpiece among the created beings of the universe. How great a masterpiece are they! They are superb beyond imagination. That being the case, when the absolute God created them, should He have curtailed them in such a way that they do not know what He says, sees or feels? 53-51-1972.2.8 If Adam and Eve, who resembled God, had become the parents of human ind, they would have recognized God's constant presence in them through His works. Had that happened, there would be no doubts about God. If the fall had not occurred, we would be able to sense God's presence at any time, and He would appear right away whenever we called Him. If we reached that level, who will deny His existence? No one. Blessed Family, 307, God existence is not just a matter of words. From the perspective of the subject-object-partner relationship in the principle, we do not need to prove that God exists. Rather, the position we must establish is that God existed before we had cognition of Him and that He rules over all our senses and over everything to do with us. Awareness of this is more important than anything else. The basic rule is that awareness precedes knowledge, not the other way around. When we are cold, we first feel cold before we think, am cold. We do not first think am cold before we feel cold. I ask, am that so? Likewise, because God exists, you must be able to feel His existence with yourselves. Reach NG that state is what matters. In other words, the issue is how we reach the state in which we can experience these things. 58-291-1972.6.25 You should be able to cry out ether. Even in your sleep and even when you are by yourself. When in your daily life you forget to eat or sleep, and exclaim ether. With a deep longing, you will be able to hold His hand. Magical things will happen. When you call out ether, He will embrace you. Check, you must know that in your life of faith, the most precious thing is how you tap into those feelings that bring you those deep experiences. The degree and amount of your experience and feel NG can be the measure of your faith. If you have such a heart of love, when you determine, must accomplish this, God will already be supporting you even before you ask, Heavenly Father, please be with me. Feeling His support, you will say, thank you, God. 58-297-1972.6.25 The Unification Principle teaches that God is the invisible, absolute Lord with dual characteristics in harmony. As a being of dual characteristics, God created Adam and Eve as manifestations of His duality. He intended to be their vertical center when they grew up and connected horizontally through love. In other words, when Adam and Eve reached maturity, God's masculine characteristics would have entered Adam's mind and God's feminine characteristics like eyes would have entered Eve's mind. This does not mean that God is divided. God can be present in Adam and Eve's minds because He is the Lord with dual characteristics. 138-245-1986.1.24 We say that God is a being who harmonizes dual characteristics, don't we? But I have not yet talked about Him as a unified being of love in addition to one harmonizing the dual characteristics. We need to add the fact that He is the unified being of love. 223-268-1991.11.12 Section 2. The incorporeal God needs a body. 2.1. God created Adam and Eve in order to assume physical form. Why does God need a form like Adam? All things have a form, but God is an invisible being. God has no form whatsoever. If we conceive of Him as large, He is infinitely large, and if we conceive of Him as small, He is infinite. Why small? Although all things of creation manifest with a certain standard form of that being, and although they manifest with a substantial body resembling that being, God cannot rule them direct. Why? Hence, the substantial world of creation needs a substantial being with the character and form of the Master. God should have dominion over the infinite spirit world as well as over all things on earth. To be able to govern the Arcanel, the earthly beings with their various forms, and even the invisible beings, God needs a central aspect, that is, an external form. This is why God created Adam. 35-156-1970.10.13 God's purpose in creating a human being was to have dominion over the incorporeal and corporeal worlds through him. God must form a relationship with a being that has personal tie. Thus, with the perfection of Adam, God's image, which is his external form, is perfected. When God created Adam, He intended that Adam's shape, looks, character, and other characteristics resembled His own as He stood at the center of the incorporeal world. Without a form, He could not have dominion over the world of form. 35-156-1970.10.13 Why did God create Adam and Eve? He did so to have a body. God, as an incorporeal being, cannot love His physical children without becoming a father and mother with a substantial body. God's purpose in creating Adam and Eve was, first, for the incorporeal God to acquire a body through Adam's body. Second, in assuming substantial form, He would experience a vibrat NG jolt to His being. Mere words cannot express the feeling. God wanted to feel joy through the stimulation of this impulse. Third, As God is the vertical Father on the central axis, He does not occupy any space. He seeks to enter the horizontal plane. 232-210, 1992.7.6 You cannot see God even in the spirit world. God is not visible. Can you see energy? Since God is the original being of energy, He cannot be seen even in the spirit world. He has no body. Hence, in order to guide and govern the physical world, He must assume physical form. What kind of God is He? If, instead of falling, Adam had grown to maturity, flourished on earth, and gone to heaven, he would have become God who still retained the form of Adam. Hence, the invisible God and visible Adam would have become one. Then, Adam laughter would have been God laughter and the laughter of the universe. 105-193, 1979.10.21 As an invisible deity, God cannot feel any stimulation from this universe. No matter how great a stimulus comes to his mind, as an incorporeal being, he will not feel inspiration. As these invisible aspects are the same, they cannot stimulate each other. When two conflicting things, like hot water and cold water, come together, there is a reaction, is and there. God needs that kind of stimulation. 141-37, 1986.2.16 God is invisible even in the spirit world. He has no form. Thus in order to become the corporeal parent of human ind, God has to acquire a form. Without form He cannot become the center. 222-337, 1991.11.7 God's final purpose of creation is to acquire a body. Since the incorporeal God cannot govern the physical world, He must appear with a body as the father and mother of all humankind. He must assume a physical form in order to relate to created beings as subject partner and object partner, and thus feel stimuli on through his sensory organs. 25-342, 1969.10.12 Although God created the physical world, as a being without form He cannot rule over it. He therefore needs a body. God's purpose of creation is to acquire a body and become a substantial parent. That was to have been achieved through Adam and Eve. Had Adam and Eve reached perfection, God would have entered their minds and created a God-centered kingship. With the establishment of this kingship, the original Adam would have established the right of the parent, and along with that, the right of the eldest son. We would not have needed today the realm of the second son. Adam himself would be the eldest of the elder sons. Likewise, Eve would also be the eldest of the elder daughters. In this way, the two children would have become the parents of all human parents, and at the same time monarchs of the eternal world. 214-39, 1991.2.1 Why did God give human beings a body? Why did He not just remain alone, without a body? Would that not have been much better? Why did God create the body, which has caused so many problems? God is a deity without form. Such a God cannot be the ancestor of human beings who have a body. He has to assume a physical form, because He wants to relate to His children who have bodies. This is why Adam body becomes like God body. And so, God is elevated to an even higher stage, a world of a higher dimension than that of Adam mind. 223-183, 1991.11.10 Since God is invisible and has no form, He must manifest Himself by tachangiana form. To rule over humankind and all things that have form, God must take on the form of Adam and Eve. Then, once Adam and Eve and God become one, God heart becomes the heart of Adam and Eve. You must realize that when God would enter into Adam and Eve heart and become one with them, He would, ultimately, be like Adam internal Maser, or the internal Adam. 90-194, 1977.1.1 Why did God create human beings? As this universe has physical form, God did so in order to manage and lead it through Adam and Eve, who would be the masters with bodily form. Since God is without form in the spirit world and cannot rule directly over the universe, He created humankind in order to assume physical form and become the king who can rule over His descendants, His children who are born in the world. The face of this king was to be Adam face. A king needs a queen. Who is the queen? Eve was to become the queen. Adam and Eve were to be the ancestors in the heavenly world as well as on earth. 199-144, 1990.2.162.2 Adam is the first ancestor and visible God. God created Adam and Eve, first, in order to have a body, and second, in order to perfect love. Had Adam and Eve reached maturity and become a physical incarnation of love by becoming one, God would have come into them. He would then have been the loving parent of humankind. The ideal world would have been realized when Adam and Eve, as par ents in God external form, multiplied children. Then, the spiritual world and physical world would be connected through human beings. Thus, God also created human beings for the purpose of connecting the spiritual world with the physical world. In this way, God would dwell in Adam and Eve through love as the true parent of humankind, the par ente incarnate. He would also appear as the parent in the form of Adam and Eve after Adam and Eve went to the spirit world. Blessed Family, 307, Adam, created as God body, would become the true ancestor of human end. Adam, in other words, would be God incarnate. For the incorporeal God to have dominion over the world of physical beings, to be able to see and hear in that tangible world, he needs a tangible body. The one created to be God incarnate was Adam. Then who is Eve? Eve was Adam's wife, a wife with physical form. If Adam were God incarnate, Eve would be God wife incarnate. Saying that the holy God would take a wife may sound shocking, but Adam was created as God body and he was to take Eve as his wife. Eve, then, would have been God wife incarnate. 22-279-1969.5.4 God needed Adam and Eve for two purposes. First, it was to enable the incorporeal God to appear in an extra-al form. Second, he wanted to fulfill the ideal of love. Adam and Eve were to be the basis and essence of the incorporeal God capacity to relate to the corporeal world with its visible external form. 92-147-1977.4.1 What good would come from the incorporeal God staying alone in Eve and? An invisible God has no use. To be the parent of humankind he has to be able to feel. With a body. You must understand that God inevitably had to create Adam and Eve as beings embodying his duality. He had to have a body in human form. 133-91-1984.7.10 When God becomes a father with bodily form, the invisible and visible become one. This symbolizes the universe becoming one. For this to happen, God created Adam and Eve with a bodily form resembling God external form. Adam and Eve would then be elevated to the heavenly palace and heavenly throne where God would dwell in their hearts as the king and queen to rule over the earthly and incorporeal worlds. In other words, God's kingdom is established. This kingdom is the kingdom of love. The spirit and body can unite only through love, and through nothing else. 143-93-1986.3.16 Eve was born as a princess and also as God's future object partner. God wanted to make her his partner in love, that is, his wife. Why is this? To share love God needs a body. God has no form in the spirit world. He appears as light, like the light of the sun that shines in the atmosphere 24 hours a day. God, as an incorporeal being, manages everything from above. But he would feel a great emptiness if, when looking down on human beings from on high, he was always reminded of the gap. Of the impossibility of his incorporeal self having them, with their bodies, as his love partner. For this reason, the incorporeal God created Adam and Eve with bodies as an absolute work of the ideal of love, and as his partners. Whose form does God take? God assumes the form of Adam and Eve. God is the internal father, and Adam the external father. God is the internal parent, and Adam and Eve are the external parents. 199-361-1990.2.21 God created heaven and earth in order to share love. Thus, the incorporeal God brings a man and a woman out onto the stage as incarnations of his eternal love. Those he brings forward as essential incarnations of love are humankind true ancestors and the true parents of goodness. You have not had true parents, but today the Unification Church has the doctrine of the true parents. 38-173-1971.1.3 Why did God create Adam and Eve? The incorporeal God cannot have dominion on over this substantial world. The formless, invisible deity cannot rule over the visible world of created beings, the universe. For this reason, God must acquire a body, based on love. This is why he cured Ted. When he takes on a body centered on love, he can feel internal and external stimulation. Stimulation occurs. 166-232, 1987.6.7. Since the invisible God has no Bodhi form, the true parents represent his form. The true parents are parents on the level of the individual, family, tribe, people and nation. In the future God will appear in the form of a true parents in the spirit world. 98-224, 1978.8.1. This teaching marks the greatness of the Unification Church. The greatness of Reverend Moon is that God wants to assume his form. 166-232, 1987.6.7. God is without form. The incorporeal God has now appeared as a God with form. What is this corporeal God? It is what we call the true parents, who have not fallen. 201-83, 1990.3.4. Ultimately, since God is spiritual and without form, people can neither direct why receive what he teaches, nor receive the experience of rebirth from God. Hence, God established central figures so that people can be taught and experience rebirth through them. They are the corporeal and incorporeal true parents. 91-101, 1977.2.3. What was God's purpose in creating Adam and Eve? As human beings we have a body, but the invisible God does not. Without a body, God cannot govern the spiritual and physical worlds. Hence, although God exists, if he wants to manifest as the parent of humankind, he must acquire a body. God representatives who have that body were to be Adam and Eve. God was to appear by assuming the form of unfallen Adam and Eve. Therefore, while Adam and Eve are the first ancestors of humankind, they were also supposed to be God, who rules over heaven and earth. Adam and Eve were to be God in bodily form. That is, they had the responsibility to govern the world in the position of parents, assuming the external form of God who dwells in the eternal invisible or incorporeal world. 133-91, 1984.7.10. God's aim was not only for God and human beings to perfect a vertical love relationship as subject and object partners. He also sought on the basis of the perfection of their vertical love to bring the horizontal love of Adam and Eve to fruition. When God comes as the internal parent, and Adam and Eve as the external parents achieve complete oneness with him, in that moment the ideal of love is realized. As the invisible parent, God becomes the eternal parent in the visible world by taking on the form of Adam and Eve. At this point, Adam and Eve would become the true parents and true ancestors. 135-10, 1985.8.20, Section 3. God is a personal God 3.1. A personal God with intellect, emotion, and will. Today, many Christians say that because God, the Creator, is a unique and absolute being in the position of the Most High God and the being of supreme goodness, he cannot have a relationship with human beings whom he created, that is, with created beings. In other words, they say his creatures are profane, whereas he is absolute and divine. But from the viewpoint of love, no matter how elevated and good God is, and no matter how lowly his creatures are, they must have the same character as God if they are to have a relationship of love. They must have the same heart. It means God must have the same personal qualities as a human being. 138-245, 1986.1.24. What kind of deity is God? He is a personal God, with intellect, emotion, and will. Since what this personal God wants most is love, he created human beings as his partners in love. This is an amazing fact. 143-149, 1986.3.17. How did God, the first cause, shape human beings? He made us like himself. He made us in his image. This means that the Father resembles us as we resemble the Father. This leads us to the answer. In seeking to know about God, what might we find about his nature? If we conclude, he is someone like me, we will be right on the mark. 127-233, 1983.5.15. Whom do you think God resembles? If it is love that God needs, would he love something that resembles him, or would he love animals, which do not resemble him? God needs a partner whom he can like and with whom he can share love. If human beings are indeed God partners, upon looking at the human race we are led to the conclusion that God must be a personal God. All his elements must be able to harmonize 100% with those of humankind. God must be one who harmonizes all elements of the body and mind. This is why God must have the attributes of intellect, emotion, and will. 162-271, 1987.4.17. If God exists, what kind of relationship does he have with human beings? To have a relationship with human beings, he must be a personal God. And to be a personal God, he must resemble human beings. People have the attributes of mind and body. Then God, as their creator, has to have similar attributes if he is to share with them a common purpose. This point marks the origin of the concept of dual characteristics. 167-243, 1987.7.21. Do you think God has a personality as people do? If he is like a person, do you think he is a man or a woman? Then, do you think he has the thing all men have dangling from them, or not? What kind of internal nature did I say God has? As the subject of dual characteristics, do you think he has both the concave and convex parts or not? Have you thought about that? 181-203, 1988.10.09. Do you think God laughs? Have you seen God smiling? Do you think God has eyes? Do you think he has a nose? How about a mouth or ears? Does he have a body? If you examine Christian Thai carefully, you can see that Christians do not have a sense of this. They do not know if God has eyes. If you ask them, have you really seen his eyes? They do not know. If you ask them, whom does God resemble? They will answer, how do you mean? God resembles himself. What kind of answer is that? Whom does God resemble? His children. This is why God has to be a personal God. As a personal God, he demands of us the highest standard of character. What forms the base for the highest standard of character? It is measured neither by money nor by power, but by love. 182-59, 1988.10.14. If God exists, he has to be a personal God. He has to be like a person. As a personal God, he must possess intellect, emotion, and will. Based on these attributes, all his feelings and desires, and all of the goals he sets according to his will must become concrete. 174-162, 1988.2.28. God knows everything. He is the supreme king of knowledge and power. He is all-knowing and almighty. Furthermore, he is omnipresent. No place is void of his presence. What is it that he needs? Diamonds? He can make them any time. Gold or jewels? No. What God needs is love. If God were alone, would he say, I have love and a great what is it that God needs? If God is a personal God, then he must have a mouth. Must he not? Then, he also must have a nose, eyes, ears, hands, feet, and a mind and heart. If God is like a person, then he should have these attributes. 142-30, 1986.3.3. What kind of person is God? He is omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, and could destroy or save the world with just one word. But we do not need this kind of God. What kind of God does our original mind desire? We would desire someone about whom we can say,